This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I feel as if I were in for a special treat today. A member of the curatorial team from the Balai Seni Visual Negara, the National Gallery, is here in the studio. Ms. Tan Hui Kun is the curator of an exhibition mapping the history of modern art in the country, covering the period from, at this point, mostly from 1920 to 1970. What's your own background? Are you an artist? I know you're a curator now. Are you an art historian?
Thanks, Soon Heng, for the introduction. I'm Hui Kun, currently curator in National Visual Arts Gallery. In the past 5 years, I'm in the education division.
Within the gallery?
Within the gallery. And then start from this year, I'm in the exhibition team. I trained as a fine artist.
Where were you trained?
My diploma is from KL, Lim Kok Wing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, visual and digital art. Then for the study, fine art in USM.
When you studied fine art, did you paint and draw? Is that what you learned? Or is studied fine art in the context of its history?
I think it's a combination between practice as an artist, practicing artist, and also theoretical input. Therefore, I learned formal art history in USM.
What is your medium?
I swear away from conventional medium. Of course, I learned fundamental. I learned painting, drawing. I love drawings, anatomy especially.
Which is very difficult in Malaysia from what I understand, because we are not allowed to have models.
Yeah, we have.
We have?
Because Lim Kok Wing is quite different.
Mm.
You know, models with short pants.
Okay.
Yeah, at least. I tried to explore all kind of medium. I didn't stick in one type of medium. And come to later stage, I choose mixed medium and emerging with digital. I explore media art in USM as well. I'm doing video art and installation.
What made you make the leap from being an artist producing art to curating art?
Well, growing up KL or Malaysian art scene is quite difficult if compared with 5 years now. We have to wear a lot of pair of shoes. We learn to be an artist. There's no platform. And then we learn to curate our own show or create our own space. Therefore, the borders become
very porous.
Yeah, very fuse. And then crossing other disciplinary. Definitely, personally, I love art history. I didn't really train as art historian, but I have formal art history education in USM. It's very lucky. I can look at art, appreciate art in different lands. Like modern art, I appreciate it from the context of art history. Appreciate the pioneers who bring or cultivate the art scene all along until today.
How is the art scene today compared to 5 years ago even?
Art scene today very much encouraging looking at young contemporary artists. If compared with 6-8 years ago, only prestigious or established artists will be featured in the gallery, which is those days only in Bangsa.
What has changed?
I think art fair, auction house come in. Once modern art has certain value, people looking for more, then buying power, I think art market is expanding. Young collectors, they are looking for affordable range.
And as a result of that, they will buy new artists.
Yes.
Okay, let's jump into this exhibition that you are responsible for. This exhibition wants to map the history of modern art in Malaysia. When we think about history, history is this big black hole for most of us, going back in time, and it's kind of hard to wrap our heads around history. But we are talking about modern art. What is the period of modern art, normally when we think about modern art?
If we talk about modern art in Western context, it starts from Industrial Revolution, 19th and 20th century. And therefore, it caused the World War as well, colonization, and affected current Malay archaeology, our Southeast Asia context. So basically, Southeast Asia countries is a very young nation, and each of us have a very different timeline and the idea of modern. If follow the formality of
European
definition. modern art history, probably we can just only start at 60s when the generations from Malaya study abroad formally and then bring back the modern idea.
So you're talking about 1960s?
60s, yeah. So it's kind of interesting to look at the history that we have these ambiguous ideas, this debate or conversations that we have among curators or institutions to look at art history. But in another way, modern could start from the idea of modernization in 18th, 19th century when the British or Holland, yeah.
If I'm hearing you correctly, Huikun, what you're saying to me is that we must not, or we cannot, or we should not use a Western European definition of modernity and modern art simply because we are a new country, and that in Southeast Asia, we all came to the same concepts as Western concepts of modern art at different times.
Yeah. Even our modern art is quite contemporary.
More contemporary. Which then really muddies the definition of what is modern art and what is contemporary art. From a Western tradition, then, contemporary art is actually postmodern, right? Usually they kind of market anything in the, after the 70s.
Yes.
If you say that Malaysian modern art really started in the 1960s, then we have a very, very short history of modern art.
It is. It is. But from national collections, we have 20th century's Frank Swettenham, which is one of the British governor sketches. Therefore, we have to frame it in a bigger timeline. So we look at modern art, start from the modern art, could be early 20th century when the British merchants or their governors who bring in ideas or, you know, in the hobby way, either hobby or documentation purpose to do art or to depicting the local geography idiom for their record.
You have thrown in some expressions which are difficult for me and I need for you to clarify.
Okay.
But we'll talk more about this.
Okay.
I'm speaking with curator Tan Huikun, who is responsible for an exhibition at the Balai Seni Visual Negara that maps the history of modern art in our country. Coming up, who are these modern artists and where are they from, and all these different terms that she's been throwing at us. This is Front Row in the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Front Row in the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng with Tan Huikun, the curator of an exhibition titled Pemetaan Mapping, which presents a history of modern art in our country. Now, you have thrown many terms at us. You have also kind of problematized defining modern art in Malaysia, especially when in our academic work, we take our orientation from Europe.
Yeah.
European modern art period between mid to late 19th century and up to the 1970s. In your earlier comment, you said that for us in Malaya, the 1960s was the time of our modern art simply because our Malaysian students have gone overseas, studied, and they brought in these ideas. So we are always taking our orientation from the West.
Yeah,
that is a problem.
Well,
seems to me that's what you are also problematizing in your exhibition.
We have to consider every single perspective. What we say, the real modern ideal is 60s when we have Syed Ahmad Jamal, Pia Dasar, who went abroad and studied and they bring in a revolutionary idea on modern idiom that has this abstract expressionist, conceptual art. But looking at local context from the traditional making, social history, social cultural practice, the medium itself transformed from the traditional art making into watercolor, oil painting.
From this perspective, then, what is the traditional? The painting on batik, is that what you say would be considered traditional?
Batik painting and craft batik is different. Our understanding is the functional applied art, but
craft turned craft, into art.
Craft also quite orientation word. Yeah, I try to art craft to describe the traditional
art. Well, that's why folks say that when you have the word art, then suddenly you have to make this separation between art and craft. When traditionally, in some cultures, they don't have a word for art because art is present everywhere. Yes. Now we have kind of split it.
So one is formal education's influence. Start from 20s, 30s. Yeah, first we be introduced with different medium in art making, which is Yong Man Sing, born in Sarawak in early 20th century. He actually loved drawing, but then he just met a Japanese artist who do sketches with watercolor. Therefore, he inspired to making art. He moved to Penang later on. And Penang is one of the straight settlements. So it become the art hub for the Malayan. Then Abdullah Arif learned or exposed in art from Penang Impressionist Group, which is a hobbying group, you know, merchant's wife, the upper class people's circle.
So these are still the colonizers who are doing all this art and influencing people who are not Europeans.
Yeah. Interestingly, as I said, the formal education in different, like Odong Paris, born in Sri Lanka, trained in formal art education and then learned art in France. Then later on, he moved to Malayan, was appointed as royal artist in Johor in 1920s.
What about the influences brought in by the Arab traders, you know, the Chinese, the Indians, like you say, one Sri Lankan who went to England and then came over here. But what about those who were just brought over here or came here without going to Europe?
Well, Chinese is another interesting entry point. Chinese artists or local Malayan Chinese artists who migrated from China, those days they are local born and they are first migrated artists as well. They're mixed. In China, art education started earlier. So the artists who trained or studied in art academy in Shanghai or Xiamen, they have formal education in modern art as well, which is they learn Chinese traditional art painting, they learn oil painting, the Western art making.
How did they contribute to modern art in Malaysia?
Then in 1930s, Lim Hak Tai, born in China, learned art in Xiamen, and he also became a lecturer or teacher in Xiamen, moved to Singapore and started up Nanyang Art Academy of Fine Art. It became a benchmark to inspire the whole Malayan to look at art in a different way.
Going to the exhibition, so how is the exhibition organized so that I get a sense of I'm going through time and seeing the changes, even though it's considered modern art, over these years? Right now you have from 1920 to 1970, certain segments of this exhibition are not quite open yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they will actually predate 1920s. Tell us about this organization.
It's quite difficult to talk about one singular timeline to describe the whole art movement. There's no way.
But that's the trouble with when we talk about history, we always think in terms of a timeline.
No, of course, like mapping, we have this one timeline. But then default mapping is not saying a timeline. Mapping is mapping out events in different geography to put in one picture. So the exhibition basically clustered in groups and art movement. It's not based on timeline.
So based on geography, so like Penang group, a Singapore group, a Johor group, is that how is it being done?
Kind of.
In the earlier segment, then before 1920, are you mapping them out also in separate groups based on geography?
Yeah. Let's say 1920s, Penang is a hub, and then also Singapore is a hub. It happened simultaneously. And then eventually, it gradually have this formal art education in school, 40s, developed to 50s, 60s. Then Muar, Sarawak, Seremban.
Seremban.
Yeah. They have their own art groups.
As the word modern is so problematic, looking at some of these works then, especially when so many of us are Western educated, we would look at a piece of work and say it is within that period and would have a sense of the modern because it's non-traditional to Malaya. We might look at a piece of work and say, kampung houses, portraits which are so realistic, What's so modern about it? So we have to think of the word modern in very, very different ways.
Yeah.
We have to think in terms of new to us in this part of the world. Because of the rapid changes in the world, our modern art is not only quite different from European modern art, but also the period of modernity shrinked.
Yes.
Very tight.
Very tight.
So where are we now? Because when I go to exhibitions, I still see a lot of works which, mm-hmm. what is contemporary about it? Why does it look so much like art in the past?
Mm-hmm. Modern art, or these early pioneers who depicting the visual representation, partly also has this sentiment, romantic sentiment. Because it's a new nation, they want to learn the new cultural, social landscape. So they have this outdoor drawing, which is essentially outdoor sketches. It's part of their art practice. But they actually capture the time at the moment that give us a glimpse at the landscape those days. It's still happening now. It partly also is the training and the romanticized of the art training as well. I won't say it's not important. It's still very important and relevant. But the contemporary also can see in 1970s.
So some of our artists were, in a sense, ahead of their Malaysian counterparts.
Yeah, so break away these representations image. They're trying to create a new scene, which is there's a group called New Scene.
Maybe a way of to kind of wrap this show up is to ask you, how then is the word in our Malaysian context, mm-hmm. how is the word modern to be understood?
I think I would like to invite everyone to discuss about it as well. It's very interesting how we look at the modern, and can we just jump into contemporary, which is, this is my own interpretation. Yet, if we have a very short modern art history, because as I said, 1970s is a crucial turning point for everyone, or even globally. In local, we have the new cultural policy in 70s. It really sparks the nations into different way of thinking and portraying different national identity in visual art. That is also part of it. We call it contemporary.
The exhibition has 10 different segments.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of them now open for us to go see them?
Basically, the whole show is 4 galleries.
Oh, it's not just in one section of the gallery.
Yeah.
It goes throughout the whole building.
Throughout the whole building.
Okay.
Bottom, first floor, which is called Reka Art Gallery, and 1A Gallery is Formation.
Formation of modern art.
Modern art. And then second floor, we go into Transition, which is start from modern art into contemporary. Then there's another two part. We looking forward for next year. This year is the Formation and Transition.
Mapping is an exhibition that details the history of modern art in our country. This event is being held at the Balai Seni Visual Negara, also known as the National Art Gallery, of Jalan Tun Abdul Razak. The exhibition continues through August 31st. Gallery hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. The gallery is hardly closed, and admission is free. This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.